You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning. Hello. Happy Tuesday to you. Good looking Tuesday out there.
Oh, it's going to be awesome today. Did you see
yes.
that?
Yes. I thought it was good. You know what? Yesterday, though, I went to one part of town and it had rained a bunch, and the other part of town, not a drop. That was like the weirdest thing.
Yeah.
And it was actually right up here, almost heading towards your area, where, you know, it was all wet and then everywhere else bone dry. Yeah. So something must have just swept through. Yep. Told you about my night.
Yeah, you had a bad night.
Not something that you want to talk about too much about getting sick.
But well, it's funny. You got sick and I was cooking. So
yeah.
It's a good thing we didn't call each other.
But I'm just doing this as a public service announcement.
Yeah,
I try to help people health wise.
Pretty much it's really not a PSA, because I think everybody knows what you're going to say.
Maybe not.
Yeah,
okay. Maybe not. Don't eat spoiled Greek yogurt.
Breaking news. Okay. John, everybody knows that. You should have done that.
But you can't tell the difference because it always tastes weird. So I was eating it and it's like, it tastes kind of sour. Does it always taste this sour? Huh.
Some of us look at the date, but anyway, go ahead.
I couldn't find my glasses.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. And wow, does that get you? But you wouldn't think so, because basically yogurt is a bacterial type of thing. You know, it's made up of spores. And, you know, normally it's called gut health.
Yeah.
Gut spores.
And so what happened? You ate it and you didn't stop. It didn't taste good and you thought, well, that's yogurt. So you kept eating it.
I put some, you know what my favorite fruit in the world is this tomato? Cantaloupe.
Yeah.
Isn't cantaloupe one of the great tasting fruits of all time?
Yeah, that's good. Yes.
Yeah. Although a pain in the butt to clean, huh?
It is. It's work. That's why we miss our moms.
But that's all. Do you ever see, if you buy one of those little containers these days, they're like $9 for where they're cut up?
I've never seen it cut up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. In the little plastic containers? Oh, yeah.
For the lazy man.
Yeah.
No.
The rich lazy man. Not just the lazy man. Not for poor lazy man like myself. Yeah.
Okay. No.
Yeah. So I thought maybe that would kill their taste and everything would be okay.
That just gives me a stomachy just thinking about it.
I know. Don't do it, people. I'm telling you that right now. Yeah. Don't do it.
No.
Okay. So hope I'm saving somebody today.
All right.
By doing that. Yeah. So happy Tuesday to you. Todd on vacation. Hope he's having a great time. Hope he's sleeping in. Hope he comes back refreshed.
I think he needed that vacation.
He was a little stressed.
Right. We're talking stressed. And even one of my radio listeners just said, I think Todd needs a vacation. I'm like, you know what?
Yeah. He's just got a little
wired.
And he's
been working. Well, he works.
All the time.
That guy does.
All the time. This is nothing.
It is. This is just
this
nothing.
This is just the rest of his day.
Right. Oh, man. Then he does.
Despite leaving at 4:30, getting up at 3:30 and driving 4:30.
The side hustles. We don't deal with corporate.
He's looking for ghosts.
Right. But no, you and I don't deal with corporate, right?
Right.
We're an island, and when they invite us to stuff, we're like, I'm too busy. He handles all that for us. So he's got that pressure, too. But...
Well, okay, but...
What? It's corporate. Be nice.
I know, but... Remember the time we were sitting at the corporate table and they got up and left us?
Yes.
Throwing that out
there.
So I'm not so sure they want to hang with us.
Could
Wouldn't
be.
You agree with that?
I am.
Let's be honest. I didn't get
that
up from their table and go somewhere else.
That's true.
Somebody got up from our table and went and sat somebody else, somewhere else.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
I mean, at our age and I could do care, right? I want to make money and be, you know, great company, but going down and what's going on and corporate, Todd can do that.
Yeah, he's perfect at that.
Yeah, he's good at that.
Perfect. He's the guy. He's the guy.
Right.
Today is apple strudel day. Gotta love the apple strudel.
Oh, yeah. That, not today, though, right?
Any day.
No, really? And then it's 90 out or 80?
I can take it. Cherry tart day. Mm-mm. Hate it. Hate cherry. Anything cherry I don't like. Isn't that crazy? Except for like maraschino cherries. I just don't like cherries.
When you were kids, you guys didn't go cherry picking?
Yeah, we had these beautiful cherry trees in our yard.
Oh.
And me and my buddy, we were probably 7, 8 years old. His grandma said, hey, pick enough cherries and we'll bake a pie. Okay.
Right.
We pick the cherries, give them to her. We're tearing into she says, oh, just so you know, I didn't have enough sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. There's no sugar.
There's your
tart. And we're by, it's just, and I hope you guys didn't expect me to pit them.
Oh, jeez. Wow. So they were tart and they had pits in them. Yeah, I can see why you have an aversion. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I like cherry picking is always, but you need sugar in those tart cherries. Yeah,
absolutely,
oh my God.
And right?
You run out.
Yeah, there was no sugar and they were full of pits.
Yeah.
How did I can visualize that sitting there like you can't believe. Isn't that funny when you're 7 years old, you visualize that
there
like
some
nothing?
Things.
Yeah.
There are some things that come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Today is Bunker Hill Day.
All right.
All right. Crocodile Day. Have you seen some of those things in Florida with some of those crocodiles, how big they are?
Oh, yeah.
They had that one. It was like 21 feet or something. And it was like in a neighborhood.
Right.
On it was like in course. A neighborhood. Yeah. In a pond. It was like, yeah.
I don't know. And they just, I had they walk so weird. They're, like, they're like almost like a little monster.
What did you see? Oh, my God. You want to talk about a terrible way to go. That couple was vacationing in Florida, and they were kayaking. And it was only like 4 feet of water. And there was this big like 18 footer under the water. And he overturned their canoe or overturned their kayak and ate the woman in front of the guy.
Oh.
Yeah.
Can you?
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
How about the guy in Africa who was like a kind of a philanthropist for wildlife? And he was in like a. You have the pickup truck, and then you have those like campers on the back. Above that,
yeah, those are cool.
Yeah, and then but on top of that, he had like a place you sleep outside,
right?
Like it's almost camping.
Yeah.
So guys, who and he was 60, a lot of times they have to go to the bathroom.
Remember that used to sound old.
Yeah, those young guys.
Oh, so young fella.
He's a youngin.
He's just a kid. The hell is he doing out there alone?
Did you guys see that? It's kind of sad. He was in Africa on a safari, and I had that great experience. But he had to go to the bathroom. So he went, just, you know, climbed down.
Yeah.
At, you know, whatever, 2-3 in the morning, you know, whatever time to get. And there was a lion in waiting for him.
No.
And, yeah, he ate him.
No.
And think about his wife was up there. So it's just the opposite, right?
Wow.
That guy saw his wife get killed by an alligator. This guy,
he couldn't just whiz off the top of the thing.
Right. I mean,
come on.
Right.
I do that now here.
Right. I just, I don't know what wow.
Unreal.
So yeah, then and that line was like, I don't know, like it was hungry. So it kind of was like waiting. It wasn't
so
happenstance.
Smelled them or something.
Oh yeah,
he was there, just waiting
there,
for
just
the chance.
Waiting for him for a couple hours. And
unbelievable.
I know why he didn't go off the top.
Wow.
I don't want to wake up his wife or what, but
wow.
Anyway.
Or at least have her go down first to just check things
out. Well, sure. Go see if everything's fine. That's what I would have,
Right. Hon, would you just run down there? Here's a flashlight.
I think everything's fine.
It's like, I think I left my keys down there. Could you go try to find them? I can't find my glasses. And check it out.
Or why didn't he just have like a jar up there? Like,
something,
why did he
anything.
Do that?
Anything. Wow.
Anyway.
Okay, then.
I know. And he was like a nice guy to the wildlife, so I don't know.
Oh, they're the ones that, because they know you're an easy mark. They sense that stuff. You know they do. You know, it's just like that guy, the grizzly bear guy. Remember that guy? The bears have accepted me as part of their family. I live amongst them as one in harmony with nature. Steve's remains were found along the trail.
Those gorilla people that happens to. That one lady in New York. Remember she had that orangutan?
Yeah. Ate her face?
Yep.
No.
But my alligator, my nice alligator story, though, I told you this before, but was when, this is, I don't know, 3-4 years ago, that guy was walking his dog, and that alligator came out of that pond and took him.
I remember that.
Yeah. And then I just, I was all freaked out about that. So I chased that story down, called the reporters in Dallas, and then I ended up, said, can I send some money for your dog for repairs? I talked to his wife, and she's like, no, you know, I can't tell you how many people have called.
Oh, that?
Because people, you know, they like dogs, and they, I don't know, we don't like
And then you'll have just as many people saying, that poor alligator, he was just doing what, you know, Mother Nature told him to do.
The guy went in there and just opened the jaws and took the dog out.
Yeah.
Anyway, but they had a, I don't know, some conservation or some society. She was just sending the money there. So anyway, it was, yeah. It, those stories can be, that's a terrible way to go. Because it doesn't happen
right away.
I
think that would be as bad of a way, because they drowned you first, I think. The alligators do, the crocodiles. They drowned you. They pull you down, they flip you over or something.
Can you imagine that, that 2 minutes or however long it takes?
Not good. Not good. Not good. I used to watch, what was it, Swamp Hunters, where those guys were, they'd go after. I didn't think it was a very cool thing, though, where they would put out those hunks of chicken, and then the crocs would, you know, get hooked, and then they'd go and they'd just shoot it in the head. That's not much of a sport.
No, I saw, yeah, but they shoot them off the side of the boat. Yeah, no, that's not true. No.
But
Get in there with the alligators.
Do something, come on. But now you see what they're doing? They're going after those pythons.
Yeah, I wouldn't, that, yeah, and those are...
I love that one guy with the real Cajun accent. Ooh, dear boy, look at that big boy. Ooh, that's a big fella, dear boy. Ooh, Lordy, look at that jaw on that boy. No, I want to get hold of him.
I know.
Yeah.
No teeth. His brother's the same thing. His dad.
Absolutely. Love those guys.
That, I hope those guys are getting paid.
But those pythons are amazing. Yeah.
And that's a problem.
It's taking over the Everglades.
Right.
And it's killing like a lot of good stuff. Those things will eat any. Those things will eat a pig. It's mind-boggling.
So if you get one, are those edible?
I don't know. I don't know.
I wonder what you'd like do with them. You know what I mean?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I wouldn't eat it if it was on the menu. I don't like snakes. But
you said you had some, right? Didn't you eat rattlesnake or something one time? I thought you told me that.
Those are my boots.
Oh, I thought you ate rattlesnake one time, though.
You know what? I did.
I thought so.
I did. I had rattlesnake
one
time.
Colorado or someplace?
Yeah, I had rattlesnake. It was on the menu. I tried it, and it was not to like taste like chicken, but it was, it was like cubes.
Okay.
It wasn't like a steak or anything. It was like cubes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Wow, I just remember that. I did have that once. Okay. It didn't do anything for me. I think I just did it to do
just
it.
Just to say you ate rattlesnake.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, you know what? It's also Recycling Workers Week. Ways to Recycling Workers Week.
What does that mean?
You know, the people that pick up your recycling, all those things. That job would have been so much more fun about 20 years ago.
Why?
Because now it's so automated.
Yeah, totally.
But back in those days, you could go through people's stuff.
No, yeah, that way.
Oh, my God. I had a buddy who did that. In fact, I bet he's listening. He used to give me so much cool stuff.
Yeah, that is true. Because right now, they don't even see it.
No, you're not even allowed to. And I don't think you're allowed to take it.
Yeah. And people,
I still check out stuff. Do you?
What do you mean? Oh, on the curb?
Yeah.
No.
Like I will knock on the door though. Like if I see something, like
if it's on the curb, it's free game.
I know, but just to be,
that's nice.
Like there was a lady had an army trunk out, and I went and knocked on the door. I said, "Hey, are you throwing?" She goes, "Oh yeah." I said, "Can I give you something for?" "Oh no." I said, "Well, how about just even $10?" "Oh, well, that's nice." You know, just to be courteous that you're not just
a hoarder. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah. Oh, I picked up some cool furniture.
That is a thing. There's people.
Yeah.
It's the same truck. It drives around, and I don't know what they do with it though, because you gotta have like a, you have to have a warehouse. You can't take that stuff home.
I always did. I just stored it in my garage. I couldn't park in the garage.
I was gonna say, what would you do with your car?
You gotta make sacrifice someplace.
Understanding life. Yeah. Wow.
Hey, we got a full lineup for you folks. We are here in a beautiful 67 degree morning, partly cloudy, some scattered showers, high in the 80s. Yeah. Beautiful day in summertime.
You hear him howling around your kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, welcome back. Vinyl the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3, 96.5 FM, WISS in Appleton, and Oshkosh, and of course, the Civic Media app. So we're mentioning today also some birthdays today. Venus Williams, 45. Aaron and Diane Murphy, Tabitha, 61.
Wow.
The little girl from Bewitched.
Yeah.
Wow.
61. Oh, my God.
Greg Kinnear, 62. He was so great in fact, you were there the night of the big banquet for the Medal of Honor convention.
Oh, yeah.
Back at Oneida.
Right. Yep.
Was that Oneida? And I sat with him.
Yes, it was at Oneida.
And I said, what did you think? Because he was a Medal of Honor recipient, obviously. And if you saw the movie We Were Soldiers Once, it was called We Were Soldiers Once, he was the helicopter. Snake was his call sign. He was the helicopter pilot, really? The guy that I was sitting with. And Greg Kinnear played him. And he said, phenomenal. He said, he just thought he was just great. He said he was a lot cooler than I was and a lot more whatever. But he was really, really happy with Greg Kinnear's. Cool. He said he had it all down.
Studied him and yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
That was kind of cool. So I've always been a big fan of Greg Kinnear after that. Joe Piscopo, 74. Whatever happened to Joe Piscopo?
Yeah, I don't.
Remember how popular he was? Yeah. Then he roided out.
What do you mean?
He got big into roids. Just like bizarre into steroids. And then he got fired or whatever from Saturday Night Live and just kind of disappeared.
Right.
Yeah. Barry Manilow, 82. Happy birthday, Barry. Many more.
And Newt.
Newt Gingrich, 82.
I don't. Both those guys are 82. I don't know that they've met each other. Wow, two different people.
Con,
he is. Yeah,
you got to play. You know, you got to play today.
What's that?
At the Copacabana, or hottest spot north of Havana.
I know that song, but I know it from Friends because they played it.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're going to play it right now today.
Okay.
Yes. I guess text here from Sarah says, hey, Jim, will you be at the city concert tomorrow night? I am volunteering for it.
Oh, yes, I will. Absolutely. I have some friends coming over. Yes, we will be there, Sarah. Absolutely. Sarah, I live right there. So you can stop over, popcorn, lemonade. I don't know what I'm going to make tomorrow, but yeah. I'm on my front porch every city band concert. I will be there.
There you go, sir. You get open
Stop
invitation.
Over. You do. You have an open invite. You can park in my driveway, too, if you want.
Use his bathroom?
Yeah, do that.
Whatever you need, sir. Tell all your friends.
I got to stop there. But, yes, absolutely. I don't know what the theme is tomorrow. I have that.
Who's playing?
The city band.
Oh, the city. Okay.
And they play every Wednesday for the next 9 Wednesdays.
All right.
Every Wednesday, 7 o'clock. And it's different themes. They may do a Star Wars theme. Obviously, on 4th of July, they do the whole patriotic. But they do old show tunes, they'll do a country western, and they're good. That band, they get paid, but they're very good. We've enjoyed that for, 15, 20 years.
So. That's cool.
Yeah. And that band show there was donated by, I forgot his name. He kind of made it big in Hollywood. Actor.
Tony Shalhoub.
No, it was, everybody says that. It wasn't. It wasn't Tony Shalhoub, but it was.
What other actors came out of here?
But they obviously knew each other. Both went to East, and
he's
met him. He's dead. But I met him. I don't know. Whatever he donated that. Probably I don't know. That was a long time
Charlton
ago.
Charlton Heston.
No, that's Two Rivers guy. All right, I'll have to find that during the break. But he donated that band shell. Which two reasons I like that? One, it looks cool. But secondly, it solidified the band playing at that park because. You know, people would, they could rotate.
Oh, you got me now. Now I'm really stumped. What are their actors from Green Bay?
It was a, you probably wouldn't, it was a soap.
Ah.
So.
Okay.
But it's Plex on there. I was there when he dedicated it.
Okay, we got to find out who this is.
All right, anyway, that St. James
Not
Park.
Liberace, was it?
No. I wouldn't know that.
Cheese Curd Nick says, hot dog bar at the mayor's house tonight.
Nick, yeah, well, that is.
Everybody's welcome to stop over.
No.
What?
The reason why I'm having that. So the Big Mouth is playing at St. James Park tonight at 7 o'clock. And that is.
I thought you said the city band was playing.
That's tomorrow.
Oh.
Tonight. So we have a neighborhood association. There's many of those in Green Bay, and you do certain events, and people have back-to-school picnics. They have rummage sales. And,
so you guys have back-to-back concerts in that park?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So tonight is Big Mouth. That is – the city band concerts are extremely popular, 400 or 500 people. I don't know how many people are going to come tonight, but this is put on by the neighborhood association, by Astor
but
Neighborhood.
Big Mouth.
Yeah. They were there last year, too.
Oh, that's huge.
They're great and they're fun.
You having all them over your house afterwards then?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, cool.
you know, when I talked to them, I'm like, you guys want to come over? You know, I'm Hot Dog Bar and Spotted Cow. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. And Donna's like, were they coming over before or after? It's probably going to come over after.
Yeah, I would think.
Very few performers eat before they put on a show.
I remember I tried bringing to, actually, it's kind of ironic. Last summer, I went to Cheese Curd Nick's place. Had one of those big hot dogs. He has those really good hot dogs.
I know he does. I can't compete with him, so I don't want any criticism from him.
But
either,
I brought some cheese curds, fried cheese curds, over to Dennis from the Glam Band. Oh, they were playing at the Sardine Can.
Yeah.
And to a man, none of them wanted any. They were still setting up that, but no, we don't eat anything before the show.
But did you eat before you talked? I never did.
Oh, as often as possible, as much as possible. It never bothered me. Never.
Last year.
Especially when it's those small town places. I remember a couple years ago, I had to speak at the Ladies American Legion Auxiliary in a little town right by Wild Rose. I can't remember what it was. And every single thing was homemade by these ladies. One of the ladies there was 100 years old, and she had made one of the... And it was just...
That you can just tell, just, right?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I love those small town banquet foods.
But I just eat after. Like, we had Talk of the Town played last year, and then they came over after. That was fun. I mean, those guys are awesome. But, yeah, whenever they want to come over, I told them, look, you guys, you're welcome. But, yeah, it's simple. I'm not having this big, like, Christmas party thing. It's just simple. It's hot dogs. I made baked beans. They tasted great.
Yeah.
Made them last night. And, you know, just...
So, a party at your house with Big Mouse and all their friends and fans. All right.
No.
I'll tell you later.
Stay at the park.
As soon as we come back, I'll announce the actual address.
Yeah.
Back after this.
Start talking. This guy. So you like
Thank you very much, Conrad.
Of course.
It was very nice of you to do that.
Birthday boy.
Yeah. Is it your birthday?
No. It's Barry Manilow is what I'm saying.
Yeah. How you hitting him these days, Convoy?
I'm hitting him pretty nice, actually, right now, yeah.
So what do you shoot?
I mean, typically between 100 and 110, but...
Okay, that's good.
I did get a 96.
Nice.
Nice, that's good.
On my birthday, actually.
Very nice.
Last week.
Very cool. Courses are in great shape this year, I heard, huh?
Oh, it's beautiful out there right now.
Yeah.
Where do you play?
I play all over Green Bay, actually.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. One place I go to a lot, though, because it's not as expensive, because it's only $9, but the Woods.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Woods is great.
Woods has always been great.
Yeah.
Good place to get through around quick type of thing. And yeah. Oh, that's great. You know, it's got a lot. I mean, Hilly Haven was always popular. You know, kind of little places.
Yeah. In Luxembourg, they have a decent course, too.
Northbrook?
Yeah.
Well, that's more than decent. That's a great course.
That's where my kids took lessons, but I want to go back to the Woods because they weren't, you know, they were kids, right? But we would like to golf on Sundays, so we would go, and we would just sign up for the last tee time because I don't want them to get nervous.
Absolutely.
So we would a lot of times only get in six holes.
Sure.
But you know what?
That's the best
way
to do it.
They needed to just get comfortable because I didn't want anybody, you know, yelling at them. But the Woods is great. And that wasn't that expensive.
No.
That was a while ago, too. I mean,
I think it's like $28 for around there.
There's a lot of little courses around here that you can get a good deal on.
And Northbrook's fun. Yeah. And,
Royal Scott.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, yeah. Love that place.
Yeah.
Love Royal Scott.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot of great places around here.
We had a tournament Friday. I was there last week at the one on 41.
That's Mid Valley.
That's 27 holes, and they're going to add 9 more. Did you hear that?
I didn't know they were going
to
add more.
That's what the guy said who took me out. That's a huge course, and that is some... They must be making money because, boy, that's prime land to develop.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm surprised that you got two courses so close to each other there with, what is it, Irish Waters?
No,
I always call it that. It's not it.
I know what you're talking about. I just can't think
of
the name.
It's by the nuclear plant-looking type things there.
Oh, on the left.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, yes.
No, what is it? Somebody help. Not Irish Waters. No. It's, yeah. You know another fun little course, though? Crystal Springs in Seymour.
Oh, yeah. I went there for the first time.
That's a fun course.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And we were on the second hole, and it started downpouring.
Oh.
So I got a free round there. Oh, nice. I still haven't gone back yet.
I love that place. I've done a million tournaments out there for different types of things. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, golf in the state of Wisconsin, people don't realize how big it is, how popular it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you think of the Arizonas and the Californias and the Floridas and the whatever.
Yeah. That's big.
It's crazy up here. It really is. There aren't many golf courses closing down.
And there was something just on TV about women's golf.
Yeah.
Do you know that? It's incredible how that's grown.
Oh, I know. But the state of Wisconsin, I mean, having the Women's Open this year, I mean,
34%.
Wisconsin has become a golf mecca, quietly.
34% of the golfers are women.
Yeah.
And it was 15, like, not that long ago, in 2000. So that's cool. I mean, I think that's great. And they had some lady on there who, if you followed women's golf, you would know her, but some super famous lady.
Well, think about it, though. Years and years ago, like when we were in high school, I didn't know a single girl that golfed.
No.
I mean, and if there was, it's because her dad was a member of the country club or whatever, and, you know, she worked there, and that's how she was. But there were no other little courses to just kind of, like, learn on.
Did any moms golf?
None. I didn't know of a single one. Didn't know of a single one. Yep. Got this one from Sparky. He says, personally, I prefer bowling over golf because I have never lost a bowling ball. Hey, I told you that story. It doesn't matter how much money a guy has.
Oh, that's funny.
If you find a lost ball. I told you that. A friend of mine who's got more money, he could burn his money and he'd still have more than us. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And I found, we're golfing. I found one. I go, didn't find mine. But I found, let me have that. I lost one on the last hole.
Okay.
The guy had $18 million in his checking account, but he wanted that free golf ball.
That's probably why he's got his $18 million.
Royal St. Patrick's. Thank you, Colby. Right. That's it. That's a long, hard course.
It is.
That one is a long. And you want to talk about losing golf balls? You are going to lose a lot of golf balls in that course.
You know what I think is a tough course is that Green Bay Country Club.
Oh, God, yeah. Oh, that'll wear you out.
Yeah, that's. I'm not a great golfer. I'm not a good golfer. I'm not a good golfer.
Well,
where
are you
that,
out?
That's,
And you know what the worst part about that course is?
What?
People can sit on the in the bar and watch you tee off and watch you as you come up on your 18th hole. And they're all sitting there, three sheets to win, watching you finish up. Yeah.
But what a great.
Well, actually, you know what was a real big gym when it started was Mishicot.
Yeah. I've golfed there a billion times.
Yeah.
And they have three
What's
courses.
Wrong?
They
My
got 27.
Because there was that kind of Lynx course. You know who I did a thing with there one time?
That's 27 holes there. They have red, white, and blue.
But it was that, you know, with the long grass, it was like a Scotland type thing.
Yeah, no.
You know who did a thing there one time was Bob Hope. He was there for, I
remember that.
This
I think
be
my
mid-80s.
Dad was,
But 86, was 87.
Okay. Was that late? I thought it was a little earlier. Okay,
well, maybe 85. Whatever. Right. What of that era?
Really?
Yeah. And I still remember because it was like we have a press conference for him. Okay. And what's the name of that course? Why can't I think of it? Mishicot. Whatever. So they're having the press conference and there's people bring him in. He's like an hour late. Okay. And he said, well, he had some, a friend visit or something. Okay. So he gets up there. Okay. And, you know, he had like an MC. So, Bob, you know, how about when you played with, well, let me tell you. Blah, blah, blah. So then he started taking questions. So I asked, you know, a question and he was, huh? What? Who? What? Huh? Like looking around. He was off script.
Oh, he was one of those canned guys? See, yeah.
So then I did the quest and they repeated it to him. And then, boom, he became Bob Hope.
Oh, that's funny.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they say, I was reading a thing.
What was he doing?
Fox Hills. Yeah, Fox Hills.
Of course, Fox
it.
Hills. Yeah. Fox what was Hills. He doing there?
Was it for Shopko? Did Shopko used to have their big thing there?
I don't think they had it there. They had big golf outing, but I don't think
I know it was Bob Hills. Hope at Fox Hills.
Wow.
Yes. I know that for
I just wonder why he went, Michigan. I think Fox Hills was, not Fox Hills, Shopko. Didn't they? I think they were at Oneida, weren't they?
I don't know. Maybe it wasn't Shopko.
Wow.
Maybe it wasn't Bob Hope. I don't know.
No, he was definitely there. Bob Hope was, at Fox
Hills. He was
there.
But then I was reading a thing about Johnny Carson hated having Bob Hope on his show because everything had to be scripted.
Oh.
Had to be 100% scripted. And it's just funny. I could see it there where he had the character Bob Hope versus this, 80-something-year-old guy.
Yeah.
I mean, he still played golf that day. We followed him around for a while and everything. Yeah.
Wow. And that's...
You know what's funny? I can tell you what I was funny. So my cameraman, I remember he started laughing. He comes, he's getting the shot of Bob. He goes, "It's a great effing day." It's like to hear Bob Hope. He goes, "Yeah, where that was kind of funny." Got this one from Brian. He says, "I'm such a bad golfer. I lost a ball at UWGB, went back the next year, and it's such a consistently bad shot. I found the exact same ball next to each other. No one else had hit one near it." That was a fun little course out there. Yeah. It's too bad that closed.
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be fun to have on a golf course. You know, when you're going to school and you got a golf course on your campus? No?
Really? You think we need a golf course?
You got a golf team.
And there's so many other golf courses, and they weren't making money there.
I know, but that's a nice little perk when you're going to school there, isn't it? You don't think so?
I don't.
Well, I would.
Yes, it's a great perk. I don't know that a necessary perk. I think that's what it came down to. It wasn't. What did they do with all that land?
I have no idea.
Develop that?
I don't know.
About golf courses. They're in some pretty good. And that's got to be a real decision. Do we stay golfing or do we? You know, because you're only what. 5 months, maybe. Four.
Hey, you know what I've never seen? You know what I like to see sometime? Curly Lambeau's cabin. Have you ever seen Curly Lambeau's cabin?
Yes.
What do they do with that? Is that for sale? I'd like to buy that and move there.
No. I thought, I don't know. I'm going to get over my skis here. I thought they were going to try to sell it, but
that's what I thought too.
But I don't think you could, I don't think it stayed there for some reason. That's GB's property, right?
Yeah. Did they move it?
I don't know. And there was, used it for some retreats, but I mean that's nothing. But the Curly Lambeau's, the good house is on Irwin. Is that Irwin?
You know where he lived?
Yeah,
where he was born?
Yeah,
I think so.
But I mean they've done a good job with that house. Have you been to any parties?
No. Well, okay. Yeah, I've seen it, but I've never been in it. But his wife, Marguerite, was a good friend of mine.
Oh, I remember you talking about that.
And she lived. I actually went to pick her up one time. And she lived in their same house in Alloway over off of Riverside.
Oh.
And they lived there for forever, pretty much. She stayed there then forever, even after Curly hooked up with that starlet and brought her back. Yeah.
Did she stay loyal? Did she support him?
She was great. She was fine. She was just a classy lady.
Okay, never mind her.
But you know, one of those ladies worked for Prangies her whole life then or something and just had a great, just super, super. Like I told her, we're going to go for lunch. It was me, her, and Lindy Infante's wife, Stephanie. And we thought that was going to be really cool. The first Packer coach wife and the current Packer coach wife, you know, separated by like 60 years.
Right.
And she was, I want to say she was 92, if I'm not mistaken. And I said, "What time do you want us to pick you up, Marguerite?" She goes, what for? And I'm thinking, oh boy, she doesn't remember. I said, "Well, you know, for the lunch." She says, "Well, young man, I know that, but why do you need to pick me up?" I said, "Well, how are you getting there?" She goes, "Young man, I've been driving since 1927. I think I know how to get to the Union Hotel."
Love it.
Like, okay, Marguerite. And it was like so great. And I still got the card that she sent to my mom. You know, she sent my mom a nice little card. Had lunch with your son, you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
Classy people.
Classy, classy people.
Yeah, that's cool.
I still say anybody that sends a thank you note, a thank you card.
Handwritten.
You will always be remembered. Somebody will always remember that. Yeah. That means a lot.
It does. And it is. They tell you to do it. And people don't do it.
Yep.
I mean, they just like, look, if you really want to make an impact on someone, anything from selling cars to real estate to just being a good, you know, classy person.
Yep.
But yeah, those are that thing of the past.
It really and truly. And you know what? An email doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Better than nothing. It's better than nothing. Right. But
no.
Yeah.
I remember just making those kids sit down and write out your graduation.
Oh, my gosh. You're not thank leaving this you table. For the gift of money.
You're not leaving this table.
I will be using it for my education.
Right, exactly. You know, but that's important. It's important. So.
Yeah. Tina says, "Irish Waters is my favorite course of all time. Oh. It's the only course I ever hit par on a hole, and I'm 57 years old. LOL.
Nothing better than making par.
Oh, man. You feel like
it's
you can't wait to tee it up again the next hole.
I can play this game. Yeah, I get that. Oh, I don't even get that once a game.
Yeah. Yeah. That is a.
That's a cool feeling, man.
Hey, like, I got to tell you something, though, Jim. I kind of enjoyed that pickleball the other day in Oshkosh.
You're good.
Well, I don't know about good, but
I know you were volleying. That volley you went with the pro was, I don't know, 20?
Well, once I chased Peter out of there. Jeez Louise.
All right, give me somebody I can play.
He kind of embarrassed
the guy. I know, I was very nice of him. So Peter's out there. He's kind of playing.
Peter, our sales guy.
Yeah, and good guy. Just, you know.
He tried hard.
Didn't play a lot of tennis in his life. And I think it was the first time he picked up a racket, not a racquetball, a pickleball court. And John's playing, and John just, hey, get me somebody else that can play.
Somebody else step in. Go, Peter, get it. Go, 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 go.
But that guy that you played was really good.
That is such a nice place. Pickles and Bags.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, if you're looking for a corporate office, family reunion.
VIP room, bar, just
a beautiful
music.
Bar. Yeah. It'd be a great bar in itself.
Just, right.
You got to check that place out in Oshkosh. Congress Street, right? Was it Congress Street?
Oregon, right?
Oregon.
No, you were on Oregon. It's Congress.
Okay. Really great
we'll
place. All right, quick break. Back up.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
I was tired of my lady. We'd been together too long. A worn-out recording.
You ever have one of those songs where it's like it brings you back exactly, you know, when it was? This is the first day I started my new job, in my first TV job in Twin Falls, Idaho. And remember, I was driving to work, and I couldn't find the TV station, and I remember this song was on. So that would have been November of 1979.
Wow.
Do you ever have that with songs where it's like, you know, it brings back like it was Tuesday?
Yes. One song that when it plays, George Winston. I was in Seattle, driving back to the airport, and that song was on. And just every time I hear that, I remember that drive.
I remember
that drive like yesterday. I remember
exactly
where I was going. And
Conrad, what's yours?
You know, I mean, just the song I just played. You know, it's in Grown Ups. Have you seen?
Oh, the movie Grown Ups.
Yeah,
yeah.
And every time I hear that song, I think of that movie when I first saw it.
I will say this: songs in movies do more for that song.
Oh, man.
They say that gives them a whole new re-life, rebirth.
More than music. I mean, there could be a product. Movies that, you know, I always wanted that when I was mayor because they were filming movies.
A soundtrack to your life?
No. When it got more competitive, everything was moving out of Hollywood. They were going to Atlanta. They were going to Michigan, and they did that.
Arizona.
Well, they did that thing here in Oshkosh.
Yeah.
But boy, if you can get a scene where the bench they kissed on or something, that can become
iconic.
A tourist attraction. I mean, we have a great tourist attraction now at the Packers and a couple other things, but I always think that would be really cool and people would go there just to see that, like in Fame, that waterfall,
all that stuff. Home Alone?
Right.
That one was big time, they say, with that.
Right.
There's a couple other ones like that. Bunker's thing. Yeah.
If you can land one of those things, you can... leverage that. So anyway, we just never did.
So, okay, why is, you know, okay, so I just saw a thing on Facebook about the movie. It's like a streaming movie or something that they shot at the Union Hotel. And I believe you can. Yeah. Does anybody know now where that is, how you find it? It's a historical piece. It was shot at the Union with local actors. Does anybody know where that can be streamed? Because I want to watch that. But it was all shot at the Union. At least I think it was all shot at the Union.
We'll call Mayor Boyd.
Yeah. Yeah.
DePere, he owns that. Or his family does.
Yeah.
That didn't really get in the paper.
I know.
I don't see anything.
When's the last time you read the paper?
This morning.
Oh.
I still get the paper. I'm one of those old.
That's right. You still get the physical paper.
I do.
That's cool. I mean.
I do. But. So do my neighbors, so it's like we're all a bunch of old.
No, that's all right, but that's cool.
Our dad's got it, so we're going to get it, you know?
You know what? It's so funny when I find old newspapers. I've got boxes of old stuff that I never threw away from whatever. But it's fun. You know, you think about this, how every day those people walked into that building down here at the Press Gazette or the Post Crest or whatever and turned out this humongous volume of information.
Right.
Humongous.
Yeah, but you do like... reading the newspaper. You just
love
it. But you read it online because you like that aerial
guy. But I just don't enjoy that as much. I do love when you bring in the paper here.
Yeah.
I love reading that.
Yeah, me too.
I really or something about it.
Yeah. And you can't, you know, sometimes it's really, it's just, there's nothing there, but I don't know. It's still something. You know what I mean?
Like I do. Just but, but even like when we get the Press Times my mailbox, I love that. I love having that physical paper.
Right.
Sometimes sitting in front of me.
10 minutes. Sundays. You know,
but really, where do you even buy a paper anymore? I mean, when I worked at the BAY building, they had all the boxes right out front there on the sidewalk. Do they have newsstands like that anymore?
No, like Webster Market. Yeah, groceries. You can go there and
But I mean, buy there's I no... I mean, Bosses in De Pere, I guess you could go there.
Well, you could go all the way there to buy
Well, that's
paper.
What I mean. But
those
it's
stands,
like...
They don't have those stands anymore?
You put I don't a... think so.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
Do you ever
I
put mean, a quarter in and take like three? Like if you knew there was an article about you there? Be honest.
I'm on the front.
Be honest, yes or no?
No!
Oh, come on.
I would, when I was on the front page, which it happened, I would go down to the Press Gazette and I would buy them. I would,
okay. Yes,
that's true. And then I sent them to my mom. But
okay.
I don't those stands. No, I
Everybody's
don't use those,
done that.
I don't think those stands.
Quick pull. Convoy, quick pull.
If you were, but that's a pretty
If you
limited.
Knew there was going to be something about you in the paper, and it was good.
Would you put a quarter in and take three?
I mean, I don't think it'd probably be on the internet, you know?
No, forget it.
This
though.
Is
go
before,
back in time.
Come on. Jeez, get with the time. Get with the,
okay.
Listen
okay,
in.
I mean,
grow
yeah,
up.
I'd probably take a couple to give it to my,
Thank
to my
you.
Family.
But Thank would you. You.
Feed it a couple more quarters, though. No, you would just put in one quarter and steal two. Take
it's
play
not
from
really
one.
Stealing. Well, you know. That's built in.
If it opens on one quarter, you know, I guess.
That is true. It does open on one quarter. That is true. And they don't, they're all there.
Yeah.
They're all there for the taking.
I mean, you talk about trusting people, you know, an honor system.
But who wants to read more than one paper, right?
Well,
but
if, you're, what right, if unless your picture's in there, it's
exactly.
a good picture.
Right. That's true. That would be cheaper than going down and buying it. Yeah.
Everybody's done that. Trust me on this. Get over your Roncalli Ultra Boy days or whatever. I know
it's
you
a
did
quarter.
That. Everybody's done it. Yeah. How about Ariel? Who's so great? Isn't it great having Ariel on? Dude. He is so good.
You're right about he could go somewhere else, but
he could
I told
go
you
anywhere.
I told you yesterday before he came in. I just think he likes it here.
Yeah.
His wife, and you know, he coaches soccer, doesn't he? And his kids are in school, and I don't. He's not gonna.
No.
I mean, he probably 20 years he'll leave, but not in the next.
Brian says, I would take 10 papers and sell them.
There's the entrepreneur.
Yeah. Were you ever a paper boy?
No, my brother was. No, I never,
I never
was.
Was either.
Yeah.
I never was. I always had practice or something after
well,
school.
Oh, no, he had the morning.
Oh, I would never get up early.
Yeah, no, he had the morning one.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I got this. I've been getting the Press Gazette for 35 years, or I went to renew the paper. Gannett raised my rate from $15 to $45 a month.
Yeah.
I terribly miss the paper, but I'm not paying that.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know. I don't know when you did that, but I've done that, but I just go crawling back. I do. I just. But if you take a break, then you can go as a new subscriber. But I think it's got to be a month. And then it's like, you get the $10 a month deal. It's like, okay, instead of 45, but... I've canceled.
All right,
oh my
we're
God.
We're going to start a quick break. Back in this. If you have half a brain, if you'd like making love at midnight, in the dunes on the Cape, then I'm the love that you've looked for. Write to me and escape.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.